doesn't look too bad. It looks very marginal, honestly. The temperatures have fallen to 32 degrees in the Triad and Roxborough area, just north of Chapel Hill. And fortunately, we've got primarily drizzle with some areas of light rain around, so there's not much precipitation, and that's helping. And another thing is it's been warm lately, so the roads are, relatively warm, and it's not extremely cold. Yeah, it's right near freezing. So combination of all those factors means that we'll probably see very marginal impacts, and they'll be confined to northern Forsyth, northern Guilford, northern Person counties, or north of the I-85 corridor. Well, and even then, like a glaze of ice on trees or elevated surfaces, maybe bridges, overpasses. So not too bad.
Sounds like it's not very serious. And if you would, give us our forecast for today, tonight, and tomorrow for the Triangle area.
Sure. Well, it's going to be... about what you see this morning is about what you're going to get this afternoon, but, add 3 degrees. So high will be in the mid-upper 30s today in the Triangle area. There actually will be a chance for some freezing drizzle, maybe light freezing rain, again tonight and Tuesday morning. And the chance for that would probably be a bit further south into the, Triangle proper, including Raleigh and Chapel Hill. So maybe stay tuned to that. There could be a few slick roads tomorrow morning. It's something we'll have to take a closer look during the day.